Joe Rogan is here,
What's
man.
Up, brother?
Can't believe you made it.
Good to be back.
You allegedly smell like pot marijuana.
Yeah, it's in my pocket. You want some?
Yeah.
Can't smoke in here, can you?
Yeah.
Can
but
you?
If I do that today, then I can't do it tomorrow.
Why is that?
Because I only do it once a week.
What the fuck kind of gay shit is that?
You married with a kid, right?
Yeah, so
yeah,
what?
But you're Joe Rogan.
You can only smoke pot once a week? Well,
yeah.
I'm a comic. It's part of my job. To think funny things, I need marijuana. It's very important.
I think funny things on marijuana.
I know. It's part of your job as well.
Yeah, but it's not going to work out. I'm not going to even try that argument. I'm just happy to be here.
She tells you how much weed to smoke? I don't want to challenge you on this. I'm not challenging
you. You're not challenging me.
You know
you're challenging
saying?
Her.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm I not saying, like,
no,
we could have pushed you. I'm just
I
saying,
do it
like,
too
really?
Much. If I do it, if I'm allowed to do it all the time, I would do it all the time.
So see, I discipline myself.
I don't have the discipline. I have a wife that disciplines me.
I make sure I don't do it. I don't want to be disconnected if I'm dealing with her or dealing with the baby, or I don't want to be super high and she's not and I'm a weirdo.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, but when I work, like if I do stand-up or if I want to go on a radio show, I'm going to get high.
Yeah.
I'm going to get high.
Yeah, I
Wouldn't
like
you rather
that.
Be on the radio and be high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like right now, really.
Let's get high right now, man.
Okay.
Put on one of those fucking songs and let's rock this shit. Come on, man.
Oh, we're doing Dude in My Slut right now.
I got some sour OG.
Okay, we'll move
Sativa
okay.
Dominant.
Okay.
Straight from the motherfucking pharmacy.
We'll be back with Dude in My
we're
Slut after
this
on the Jason
smoother Usher. And more prepared.
Joe Rogan is here. I like that fucking song, dude. You know
it's
that
good
song?
Damn song. I don't know that song.
That's Big B and, you know, the Scott dude from Unwritten Law?
No, I don't even know who they are.
You know who Unwritten Law is?
I listen to some rap music and a lot of, like, classic rock.
You're old school rap,
I'm
though, right?
I'm fucking dying. I'm getting old. Well,
when did I realize
that's
that?
A good jam,
here's one for
I
me.
I don't listen to enough radio. I listen to the radio very rarely. I'm always, if I'm in my car, I'm listening to talk shows or the news or something like that. And if I'm listening to my own music, like what I want to hear, I'm going to listen to like some classic rock. I'm going to listen to some Allman Brothers or something, you know?
Because it's the good music. It's sad. I played a song here yesterday. Britney Spears has a new song. And like, I always kind of swing for her a little bit just because I feel like, you know, she's
shit on.
She's mega little kid. She danced and sings some shit and we all want to fuck her and she wore a red dress and everyone got weird and she partied. I mean, fuck, you're a megastar millionaire. You go with a dude who shows you how to roll a blunt. Next thing you know, you're blowing him in a fucking Learjet. You fucking do a couple of rails, you fucking gold. And then, fuck, you mean there's kids and all of a sudden you fucking cracked out. Everyone's fucking freaking out because you shaved your head.
Well,
I haven't slept for 4 days. I've gone a little crazy. You know what I mean?
It's a little of that and a little of she drives around with her fucking kids in the front seat while she's texting. I mean, that bitch is crazy. There's a little
that's,
of that
that's nobody.
People get
yeah, but that's because
that.
Nobody's... Given her, it's her fault now because she's old enough to be responsible for it,
right.
But I say from her lifestyle, no one's ever had the balls or the power to control her anymore.
Right.
No one's ever sat her down and said, do you know texting in the fucking car with your kid is the most fucked thing you could ever do?
Doesn't
Who would ever say that to Britney Spears?
You can't, you can't.
And if you did, would she even fucking listen to you?
She's not going to listen to you.
The other thing I was going to tell you about being old, my new one that just happened to me like 3 days ago, fitted hats. I'm a skateboarder. I always used to wear, I wear fucking, you know what I mean, New Era shit. Always rock New Era hats. I just recently quit DC and got on Globe shoes. Fucking, I was checking out all my last DC hats and shit. Put it on. I was about to go, it was on the weekend. I was going to go out with my wife and kids, like to go eat somewhere. I put it on and looked in the mirror and I was like, fuck. My wife's like, what? I'm like, I'm too fucking old to wear a New Era hat. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I look like a fucking idiot. I don't know how, but I always thought I was so sweet with this hat on, and today I look like a bitch. So I'm all beat. The only headgear I can get now is a beanie.
It's all in your head, man. I still.
Well, I've already done it. I'm over.
Wear a backwards baseball hat like a retard.
Yeah, but it's an old one.
It's an old one?
You look like you could be, you know what I mean, building some shit and stuff.
Building some shit. Yeah. In the backyard with a saw, making shit happen.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we were talking about this when we were during that, while the music was playing, that people were trying to tell you to change, trying to don't do this and don't do that.
Yeah.
You can't listen to anybody. I love your show, man, and I'm not saying this because I'm on it. I listen to it all the time. You're very entertaining. You're a fun dude to listen to. Don't listen to those motherfuckers. They're not fun to listen to.
Oh, I
don't.
You
gotta be yourself.
I was actually talking about that when I started the show, that I probably had, because someone was saying about the, like, a terrestrial show, having a show there.
No.
I was like, I couldn't do it.
Brutality.
For the money or for anything, because I think, like, after about 6 months, no matter how much money they paid me, I would be so depressed that I'd want to quit. And so, I was born on this radio shit. I never did a radio show where I didn't talk like how I talk.
Yeah, you would.
So I would not know how to do it.
Whenever I go on one of those shows, I'm always like, I have a seatbelt on. I'm always like, I can't say this, don't talk about that.
They cut it all out.
Well,
huh?
You don't want to get anybody fired either. And if you say certain words, you can get like, it's something like a $250,000 fine if you fuck up.
Oh, so the dude who hosts, you say the word, he's fired.
I think you can get fined. I think if I go on one of those radio stations and I say this fucking cunt, bam, that's like $250,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, they can fuck you.
I can't do that.
It doesn't make any sense. We're grown adults. This is nonsense. We shouldn't have any control like that. There should be no control. There should certainly be control over what you do that hurts other people, but talking doesn't hurt other people. And if you don't enjoy it, don't listen. Don't let your kids have access to it until you think they can make their own decisions. But other than that, let people say what the fuck they have to say.
Yeah, you know what you know what you're doing? You just made me forget that we're doing Dude to My Slut, idiot.
Let's do Dude to My Slut.
Fuck, sure. Man. Dude, trust me, you want to hear these ones.
I do.
Welcome to Dude to My Slut with celebrity guest Joe Rogan. Fuck yeah. Where's the fucking crowd at? Seriously, hang on a minute. Hang on. I need other people to operate my shit. Where's my porn music? Okay, here we go. Okay, we're back. Hello, welcome to Dude to My Slut.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
29.
Are you lying?
Nope.
You sound husky.
Thanks.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yes, I do.
That's what it is. So anyway, welcome to Dude to My Slut with celebrity guest Joe Rogan.
Hey, you guys need to come to Canada if you want some sluts.
Whoa.
Well, that's pretty much a ding right there.
You breed them up there?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
You know,
I had two girlfriends in Canada at the same time, and they were cool with it.
Wow.
She could be right.
That's nice.
Yeah, they were sluts. Stupid as two stumps, but...
I'm not going to point out one particular episode, but I've been with two guys, I've been with two girls, I've been with a guy and a girl, I've been with four different guys in one night.
Have you been with a guy with one arm?
No.
Yeah, I got you there.
Well, you don't even really want to know whether or not you're a slut. You're like, you're bragging that Canada breeds sluts.
No, well, hang on a minute, Joe. In her defense, she didn't say that she was in the middle of a relationship while she was doing any of this.
No, I'm not attacking her. That's true. But, I mean, still.
Are you saying having sex with two people at the same time, if you're single, makes you a slut, Joe?
No, certainly not.
Okay, because here at the Jason Mellor Show...
She was bragging about the fact that Canada breeds sluts.
Are you saying you're part of this clan?
Well, I'm assuming she was saying it with honor.
Right.
You know, like, she's
that's
like...
That's a slutty temperament.
Yeah.
To even...
Dick-sucking gang of women up there.
Right.
All sticking together, the sluts.
Yeah, right. You're on thin ice so far. Continue.
We have to keep warm up here somehow, so it fucking go all the way.
Wow, that's a really shitty example. Look at you to fucking...
That's what you gotta do.
Caruso being.
You gotta fuck the whole town.
Man.
Like, rubbing sticks together.
So anyway... You're boning everybody, and so are all your fellow female friends.
Yeah, most of them.
And is there anything else to the story?
Bars, great. You guys were saying something about meeting guys in bars. Oh no, they're good for an hour or two's worth, and move on.
Have you ever done a guy that you don't really think is very attractive, and he kind of has a beer gut, and he's really hairy, but you're really drunk, and you just blew him, and he didn't even bone you, and you just did that?
He didn't have a beer gut, but he wasn't very attractive, and, you know what? It was just a good 20 minutes.
How does that feel for your vagina when you do that? Because here at the Jason Ellis Show, there's two dudes in this room, and we're just fucking racked to try and understand how you just blow a dude...
And don't do anything
for
yourself.
And you don't do anything for yourself.
Yeah.
And you didn't think he was that attractive, but girls do that.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
Crazy girls.
What is that about?
It's so much easier to get a guy off than it is a girl anyway, so,
Yeah, I know, but why are you satisfied with that? Like, it seems like it's almost like it's okay.
I think, girls, do you take it in the memory banks and use it later when you're doing stuff?
Sometimes, yeah. You learn from one person to another. But you know what? It's more like an accomplishment. Like, yeah, I did that. I made you cream.
Oh. Right, you're insane. You're a completely insane slut.
Wow. Yeah.
If I'm single and I'm a big fat dude at the bar, I'm so fucking pumped that you exist on this planet. And I'm happy to know that you do exist on the planet, even if I'm a married dude who can't get a blowjob from you.
Exactly.
But you're a slut.
Damn right.
Thank you.
Wow,
damn wrong.
Damn right. See what I'm saying? It was a badge of honor for that chick.
I feel like she punches hard.
I bet she does.
Yeah, that kind of chick, huh?
I bet she has to.
I think she's used an ashtray in a fight before.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah for
welcome
sure.
to Dude to My Slut.
Jason?
Yes?
Hi, I'm from Vegas, and I have a question
ring
for
that
you.
Ring fucking bell.
I'm a slut.
She's from Vegas. Ring that fucking bell.
Give her the thin ice first. We'll give him the thin ice.
Okay, we have a special position here called the Lance Burton, and I believe it's called something else other places, but what it is basically you do doggy style with a guy, and when they're done, you turn around and they blow in your face, like a magic trick. And so,
told you that was a magic trick? That's the shittiest magic trick ever.
I know, everybody can play that one.
I got some fucking magic for you.
The real way that you're supposed to do it is as you're getting done doggy style, the guy pretends to come. And then when you turn around, he blows in your face.
Oh, no, that's called the Houdini. Yeah, the Houdini. Yeah, that's the offensive Houdini. I don't like
no
that at all.
No one's got that kind of timing. That's
people
ridiculous.
Do that. No, people do that. They pump fake and say, yeah, and then when you turn around, then they show it. They deliver the load.
Man, that's some serious timing. You got to respect the guy's timing just on that.
Yeah, but he's still lame for trying to do
it's
that.
It's pretty weak.
And because I help people get loads on the face here, Joe, and I feel the first person that ever gets a hit with a Houdini would probably never attempt to catch another load with her face ever again, therefore fucking up potential rest of us that get the fellatio from that lady.
Yeah, and it's not as fun. It's only really fun to come in a girl's face if she wants you
to
come in her face.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah. How cool is it when they want it?
It's so cool. Bad. They stick their tongue out. And
it's like you're in the woods and you find a diamond.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if you're in Africa and you're broke in your paw. This is how good it is for a girl's like, yeah, on my face, and then she's into it.
And girls can make a big deal out of it, like, see what I do for you? You see what I do? You're like,
yeah,
you just ruined the whole thing.
You did.
But if a chick can just smile it off and you don't even have to talk about it
later. That's a really good point, that last bit right there. If they start, yeah, you can take the complete load away from their face with a little, I take loads on the face for you.
Yeah, ugh, I don't want to ever do it again now.
Yeah. Stop. Oh, but it's so bad, don't you mean?
Fuck that argument.
Seriously. So anyway.
So the first guy I ever had sex with, I think I was like 17, he did that to me and I really, really liked it. So.
Wow. Oh, well then we're all such a fucking idiot.
In the face.
So every other guy after that, which is about four or five other guys, I've done that. I've tried to make them do that to me, and they've totally enjoyed it. Well, the guy I'm with now, I've been with for about a year and a half, and he won't do it. I've tried to get him drunk. I've tried to do everything, and he won't do it. So am I a total slut for loving to get popped in the face?
Do you tell him that other dudes have done it? And that
Have I told him? Yeah.
That's the problem. He's just picturing his loads landed on some barely cleaned up areas where other dudes.
You know, I wouldn't have gone there, but you're right. That's what's happened to him. You've said that I really enjoy when dudes pump fake and shoot loads spontaneously on my face.
He's just thinking loads in your face all day. He's at work doing whatever he's doing. He's just thinking loads hitting your face like the
angry
bottom
loads.
Of a waterfall.
Angry dudes trying to sting your eyes
like
and turn them
really
red.
Really smooth rocks at the bottom
you're
of the waterfall.
You're going out with inmates.
He's just picturing. If you love it, you probably ask for it. You ask for it with him. You've
soap
had the boyfriends.
In your ass.
How many dudes have come in your face? He's thinking it's hundreds. Just like load after load.
Brock Lesnar kind of
deal. I've told him those Quaker Oats boxes,
the round ones. That's what his dick looks like.
Like that real like big black dude with the beard. Who fights for Triumph United. That dude.
Yeah, that guy. Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice. Yeah. Pump faking you and shooting the load. He's a little dude. He's just a little dude.
A little black baby's leg with a little Nike on the end of it.
Yeah, and he's got like a little standard white guy's penis and a shitty job and no one's seen him on TV.
And you're just loads in your face.
Kobe Bryant's cock
angry,
across the side of your head.
Mandingo loads. Oh, angry.
Like gang rape
slavery.
While being choked out.
Oh, yeah. No daddy loads. I got no fucking daddy.
Yeah, dads are doing it. Yeah. 80-year-old dude. Dudes and shit saying, yeah, here it comes, little girl, stuff like that.
I'm trying to, like, help him and just say it's only been four
if
guys.
If I was him, I would shoot you.
Well, you told him, how old are you?
I'm 27.
You gotta lie more, sweetie. You can't say four guys. If it's four guys, say it's one
guy.
We know
it's one
guy. And you know what? The relationship was fucked up. I didn't like the way he treated me. But you gotta like diminish this dude in front of the other dude. Otherwise, he's just thinking about all these loads that are hitting your face. It's freaking him out.
It's more like performance anxiety then?
There's a little bit of that. A little bit of that. It's not really special. You know, he's not the special guy. You know, he's just another guy to come in your face.
And you're not a slut for wanting to have loads on your face.
No, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
866 Yo Faction, Joe Rogan here. We're doing Dude Am I a Slut. Welcome.
Hey, it's Jen.
It's
from
Jen.
Massachusetts.
Who's Jen from Massachusetts?
Jen from Massachusetts.
Hello, Jen.
That's right.
How old are you, Jen?
31.
What part of Mass do you live in, Jen?
In the Worcester area.
Oh. I used to live in Newton.
There you go. You're gangster.
Gangster.
Wow.
Upper Falls.
Nice.
For life.
You guys should do the plumbing in this studio or
Newton
something.
Newton South for life.
Guys. Okay, so, back to being a slut.
Okay, so is it slutty if you fuck one brother and then you have to compare to the other brother after?
In Worcester, you got to do that.
Yeah, because it's better if you answer this, Joe.
There's not much pickings out in Worcester. If you get one good genetic guy, you know, you got to say, well, you know, his brother's probably from the same genetic pool.
Right.
Why take a fucking chance?
Right.
So Worcester's bad. Fucking two brothers in Worcester.
It's always good to
compare. Yeah.
You're fine. Joe Rogan's giving you the go-ahead. Continue your journeys.
You fuck two brothers in Worcester. I think
Red
you're doing well. Keep going.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep up the good work.
Here, Dude Am I a Slut, we don't discriminate, we tell it real. No bullshit here. If you're not a slut, it's because you're not a slut. Girls that call you a slut, just they're bumming on you.
Haters.
Because you're better looking, and
having more fun
you blew
with your
me
life.
Before they did. That's all it is. Welcome to Dude Am I a Slut.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Tracy from Georgia.
Tracy, making it happen.
I have a question for you. My boyfriend, he likes when I swallow, and so I always swallow, and I've actually never taken a load to the face before, and I was just wondering, like, is swallowing as good as taking a load in the face?
The way it feels is better.
Which one?
The way it feels when you come in a girl's mouth, that's better than just, like...
Better physical, but visually...
Visually, there's something really trippy about a girl wide-eyed looking at you with her tongue out.
Crazy. If somebody does it, that's the other thing. Start off low. I've always said that. You know what I mean? Take one off the side of the grill sort of thing, like aim low the jaw area. But after you work the game for a while... like Joe said, a wide-eyed, a mouth-open one is really, it's...
Whoa.
It can actually, you know what I mean? And I'm fucked. My brain is fucked. But every now and then, if somebody does that, like when I was growing up and I'd seen a lot of shit, but if a girl did that, I would always go, I would keep my cool in front of her, but in the back of my mind, I just went, whoa!
Like, what if she took it insane on the face or if she swallowed?
Did you see that, Jason?
Yeah, the eyes open, looking right at you, tongue out. Oh,
freaks,
my goodness.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, that's a powerful moment.
Because I've asked him before, I'm like, I'll ask him, where do you want to put it? And he's always like, right in your gut.
Like, what did he say, gut?
Yeah, gut. That sounds like he's stabbing.
I know. God.
That's what he said. No, he means in my mouth, down into my gut. That's what he said.
Oh, wow. He's,
That's even creepier. He wants
that.
To go through your esophagus and shit. Yeah, that's weird.
Wow. Why doesn't he talk about farting right as he shoots a load?
That's why girls who don't want to do things like this, we have to figure out a way to cull them from the breed. You have to stop breeding with women who don't swallow, women who don't want to take it in the face, women who are no fun.
Right.
You can't stop breeding with those bitchy chicks. Stop.
I've talked a couple of my girlfriends into swallowing. They're like,
you shouldn't have
so
to talk
gross.
Them into it. It should be natural. What we have is a bad members of the breed, just like with dogs. There's certain dogs, like if you have pit bulls, when one of the things about dog fighting is...
I have two pits, and they will lick you to death.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of them.
And actually, my one dog is a real pussy. He is afraid of the dark.
Okay, I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah, I really wish you'd blow something.
What I was talking about is just you can breed for characteristics. Like, I have this dog that's a mastiff, and he's the sweetest, calmest dog, and he's this big gorilla dog, but they bred them that way. They make sure that the ones that are aggressive, that bite people, they don't allow them to breed. They keep them from the genetics. They keep them from the line.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do with women.
People have to learn how to be good at
and
sex.
Men too.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
Douchebags, we got to stop them from breeding too.
I'm doing
Hitler
a DVD right
points.
Now that makes you do, gives girls multiple orgasms. And
you're
I train my penis not to shoot a load.
Wow. Is it like,
When you're going to shoot a Metallica album, you back off for a second, and then you go again,
why
you keep
call
going.
Why do you call it a Metallica album?
Because there was a Metallica album called Load.
Oh, I didn't
what
know.
The fuck?
I didn't know.
I used to say dropping a really bad Metallica album because it wasn't really their best one. But I like Metallica so much that I can't say really bad. I just like them all. So, Anyway, so I think
so should I just like not ask him and just
you should
do
ask
it?
You should ask, you should demand. It sucks if he's the one that makes it up. It's still good, but if you come up with all different kinds of ideas of how, like, in my ear, like, I'm in. We're all in. Everybody's in. There's no fucking way. He's like, oh, look, no. But that's just offensive.
Yeah, you just got to do it with confidence.
Yeah, and don't worry
look
about
him
his
in the
face.
Eye. Tell him what's gonna happen.
Yeah. Wow, Joe, you'd be
I'll
good in porn.
Tonight.
Thanks, sir. Right, surprise yeah. him. Rock it.
Not a slut.
Not a slut. Not a slut.
Welcome to Dinner My Slut.
Hi there.
Yes.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Joe, I'm from Canada. I'm representing the lesbians out here because the girl who called in that was Canadian did not do a good job.
She right. didn't do a good lesbian portrayal?
No, not at all. Not at all. So, okay, I have a question first, and then I'll tell my story. You can tell me if I'm a slut or not. But
okay.
My question is, like, you were talking about the Houdini or whatever, where the guy jizzes in her face and it's, like, unexpected.
Yeah.
Well, as a lesbian, you can get squirted on, and it's a beautiful thing, but it's unexpected. So I think we have a freebie there.
It's happened to me.
What exactly can you...
I've done it.
What is the squirt? Is it? It's an
so
ejaculate.
So this.
It's some, what is it?
Happened to me.
Porns where it looks like pee, but it's not pee.
No, it's not pee, but it's kind of like a clear fluid that just... Well, like, it's
what
the same
it?
As when she comes, but it's...
We've already proven it.
Quantity.
Cowfucker. Hang on a second. Cowfucker, tell him the statistical word for it.
He reads better than you. He's got an Asian girl, too. He's down and ready to screw. Fuck a cow for saying moo! Cow fucking in the name of... Cow fucking in the name of...
If you make a cow make that sound,
yeah,
you're shredding.
Every man dies.
Not every
but
man
not
makes
every
a
man.
Not every man fucks Aretha Franklin.
And not every man makes a cow do that.
Touche.
Didn't we ever actually figure out the female ejaculate thing? Is that the
yeah, we did. We did it on the show.
Ejaculate?
It was had certain because Belladonna told me it was the only point that told me that it's piss.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, she has a vagina. She mustn't be lying.
Right. I'm sure there's traces
she's
of urine.
She's real
in
honest,
it.
Too. I think,
but we
traces of urine. That's piss.
Yeah.
Anything more than 1%.
Right. It's piss. Pee in it.
It's
yeah.
piss.
But
you
it is, when you, I mean, listen, the female ejaculate is the same as just female lubrication.
There's load in there.
Gets wet, right?
Right.
And that is, as far as I know, essentially, it's like a genetic cousin of a spit.
So some
it's
girls just
to
get
spit.
So wet that they actually shoot that shit out of
them. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Raw dog, you better have some fucking information real quick, motherfucker.
Exactly. Please find out about female ejaculate, Rod Dog. Important is...
Joey Diaz. You know Joey Diaz? The comic?
No.
He used to date this girl. She used to squirt, and he talked about it. I didn't like it. It was inconsistent. It was different every day. One day it'd be like fucking mint juleps. The next day it tastes like battery acid. She's inconsistent. I don't like that shit. Plus, I think she's pissing in my face. And if you know Joey, he's this 375-pound Cuban guy.
I think she's pissing in my face.
The problem is the one girl that I was with that did it. It was like a drain, like around a house. When it starts to overflow, it was just like
it would just overflow.
It was really coming out consistently. And
wow.
The couple times I was with this girl was really exciting because that doesn't usually happen. But
right.
If I had chosen to engage in a long-term relationship, I could see where that would get
be
old.
A pain in the ass.
Real fast.
Yeah, one time I've had that.
I guess it's all in how stimulated they get, right?
Yeah, no, and it's the
this
angle. There's a certain way to lick
easy.
The babe. There's a finger bang lick babe technique that makes girls squirt.
Yeah, well, if you get the G spot,
yeah, you don't know about that.
You can definitely ramp that up.
No.
What'd you,
both.
What, yeah, I yeah, I know.
I go gorilla style.
You gotta hit both, and it's all about timing, guys. Seriously.
Damn,
yeah.
It's all about timing, guys.
See,
all right, go team. So she was giving us a pep talk, and she
was
gonna
like...
blow a whistle and smack us in the ass with a towel. It's all about timing, boys. Okay,
yes, exactly.
Let's get together, huddle, everybody.
Go team, lesbian
pussy.
Team Lesbian Canada.
What?
For Buddy who said that it was like battery acid, first off, I don't know who the hell he's licking, man.
It's Joe Rogan, most fucking celebrity guest of the Jason Ellis Show.
I think,
motherfuckers, recognize.
I think he was talking about a girl who enjoyed a lot of cocaine, so if that
seriously,
helps.
Man, back
it's probably
up,
bad
back
for the
up,
pussy juice,
away from
right?
That shit. Run away.
Yeah. I can't believe people don't know who Joe Rogan is. How could that person not know?
There's a lot of people.
I don't understand.
It's normal.
No.
C-level celebrity.
You are sea level. That's awesome. I want to be sea level.
That's not bad.
Because sea level, you can still come on a radio show and say that you're high and you want to get high, and nobody's going to get bummed.
Exactly. You don't want to ever get to. You don't want to be adopting babies on the cover
of Bruce Willis. Can Bruce Willis say that he's smoking weed right now on the Jason Ellis show?
Bruce Willis can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, then I want to be that. That's A-list, right?
Yeah, he's A-list, but he's a bad motherfucker.
Raw dog.
Dropping some quick biology here. Hang on.
Look at this.
This is it.
He has a trust fund, baby.
Really? Well, he's my friend. He got me a coffee. I like him.
You did, huh? Hey,
I got him a coffee.
Josh, fuck. Whose idea? Fuck up. Whose idea was it to the callers to say their name and where they're from? Who thought of that? What it was that fucking intern
fucking
dude,
Larry
wasn't
King?
It?
Was it?
No, we've never done it. No, we don't
Wyoming,
do it.
Wyoming, you're on the air.
We don't know. No, we don't have the. I don't have. You think that. No, we don't, this show is so shit and no one's listening so much. Like, everyone in New York thinks I'm a fucking cocksucker that we don't even have that thing that people will tell me what the. I don't. I fuck. Look. Hello?
Hello?
Welcome to my slot.
You don't know anything. No information.
We know nothing. Before, there was a couple of girls that said their name and where they were from, and I thought maybe...
I heard him screening calls. I don't think he asked him their
he didn't
name
ask him to say that?
Because
if he did,
it's
I was going to be like, dude's fucking good.
Yeah,
and he had a job.
That's a part of radio that's been figured out for like hundreds of years.
Yeah, we're not listening, though. Fuck everybody. If you're just tuning in and you're from all the other fucking shows, go fucking fuck off. Fuck you.
Get these boys.
Wow. Cocksuckers.
Wow. Some strong words.
On this subject, there is actually a lot of scientific controversy over what female ejaculate is. The current thought is that it changes from woman to woman. Sometimes it is like lubrication fluid, and sometimes they are just peeing.
Wow.
It depends on the
woman. Wow. So if she's drunk, she's probably pissing in your face.
Yeah.
We didn't get anywhere on that at all.
No,
sometimes it's a load and sometimes it's piss.
Right.
Yeah, well, some girls are so wet. I had a girl in high school, one of my first girlfriends, and she would drip down her legs.
Yeah.
Like, would pour down her legs. Like, her fucking back of her legs, her knees.
I pissed on my wife's head.
Wow.
Yeah, in the shower.
On purpose?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Just for a goof?
Yeah, she didn't know. When she got out of the shower, I told her I pissed on her head. When she got out, I was like, hey, I pissed on your head.
Well, how did you wind up doing that? Were you on a ladder?
No, she bent over. I was pissing.
Right.
And then I stopped pissing for a second, and she just bent over to pick something up or something. It looked like my penis. And her head was just there, and I was like, it would be pretty funny right now if I pissed on her head. So I just went like, not a whole lot, I just went, whoosh, you know what I mean? I got it right behind the ear.
Again, that's good timing.
Yeah. So anyway.
Just a little bit back, just for that.
So sometimes it's load, and sometimes it's pee, and sometimes it's a combo.
That's right.
Okay. We didn't really figure
it
anything out.
It depends from situation to situation.
I'm willing to dance. That's all I'm saying.
Well, at least we know that sometimes it's lubricant.
Yeah.
So
it's not necessarily pee.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I forgot what this girl was talking about. Was she saying anything? Have you said anything yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good.
I'm just listening to you guys. I was just talking away over there.
Sorry about that. Welcome to Dude
to
My Slut.
Find out, before I pick up my husband, I'm like waiting for him right now. I want to find out if he's a slut.
If he's a slut?
Yeah. Can I ask that?
Yeah.
All right. Hell yeah. Okay. We've been together for 5 years. We've been boyfriend and girlfriend for 5 years. And we have 2 kids together. I was pregnant with my second child with him. And on our baby shower, he got drunk and was going through like one of his little, you know, whatever, childish things. And he left me for 4 days and he was with some other girl. But he told everybody that we weren't together. And I'm pretty sure from other people telling me that he slept with them because his brothers told me and his sisters told me, and I want to know if he's a slut. And then now we're married, too. So
I feel like I'm talking to an alien.
Oh, shit.
Why's that?
She's like, she's from another world. Shouldn't this world...
Was I talking too fast?
No.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's funny how we don't get called sluts for doing that, but, I mean,
yeah,
it's not really that.
That's a slut move.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, sweet.
But it sounds like it's just a mess.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you need a self-help book.
Tools to life.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you.
You need to absorb some philosophy.
Yeah.
Get one with nature. Get some mushrooms.
Yeah, because I'm an asshole, and I have to go, I do that whole thing to try and prevent myself from doing asshole maneuvers and someday forgetting about everything and cracking a bottle of vodka over my head and eating a person's face.
Yeah.
So I have to do those things so that I don't make my wife's life a living hell. I'm an animal. I want to eat fucking like turkey legs and do you whether you want to or not.
Wow. Yeah.
Strong words.
In a boat.
In a boat?
Yeah.
A boat's a scary place to get
Vikings,
raped.
Dude. I want to be a Viking. Mm. Those dudes kicked ass.
Maybe some genetic Viking stuff's left over in your genetics.
No, it is.
Your genetics.
No.
Technical talk. Maybe your fucking genetics all specific.
Hey, I'm really sorry your husband's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry.
He could bounce back, though, Joe.
No, that guy's done.
He's done.
He's done. Welcome most likely, right?
I don't
if
know.
If you had a bet, if you had to go to Vegas and put odds on it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Come on, that guy's a mess.
Welcome to Due to My Slut.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Ellis?
Yes.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Did you know Joe Rogan was here?
Joe Rogan? Well, hello.
Hi.
People don't know Joe Rogan's here. Am I talking too much, Joe?
No, not at all.
We're doing Due to My Slut. We should talk about Joe Rogan.
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
This is the last slot, potentially.
Okay, potentially.
But this I have to know.
Okay.
I have to know this. My boyfriend is a huge fan of yours, by the way.
Which one?
Which one?
Yeah.
He wanted me to call in and ask if I was a slut because he wanted you to determine if I was or not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so he left me one night and told me we were done and over with and didn't want to ever talk to me again.
Damn.
And I went and slept with his best friend.
Oh! That day?
Oh, yeah.
That's ruthless.
An hour and a half. Wow.
You're cold-hearted.
Yeah.
And not only that, first of all, that guy's a piece of shit. The guy's a piece of shit. The best
friend. Yeah, the best friend.
That guy's a piece of shit.
I know.
If that was my best friend, that motherfucker would be off the radar for life.
Yeah,
fuck
fully.
You.
Yeah.
Any ex-girlfriend.
He forgave him?
Well, he's weak.
He forgave him, but he won't forgive me.
But you don't want to forgive him. What the fuck?
No, we still sleep with each other.
Yeah, but you're an idiot.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
As long as he's still getting laid, I'm on his side.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, you
should be taking loads to the face from both of them.
You're going to burn in hell for that.
Yeah.
You fucked his friend. For real, you might have to live this life over again and go through that exact same moment. When you die, you're going to live the exact same life. This is what some Eastern philosophies believe, until you get it right. Clearly, you have not gotten this life right.
Total slut.
You're not supposed to fuck your ex-boyfriend's best friend. That's just ruthless.
Everybody knows that.
Do you feel like that? Like any ex-girlfriend of a buddy of yours might as well just be a dude, right?
Yeah, I mean, now you kicked off the team. No, if any girl that's ever broken up with any of my friends at all, you're cut.
Done.
Tony Hawk's ex-wife went out with a friend, a fucking another pro skateboarder who happened to be one of my best friends, and I didn't talk to him until they were all friends again.
Yeah.
Like, everyone had all broken up or whatever, and then they were friends.
I'm real bad
with that.
The guy's best friend? I mean, that's just... What kind of fucking dude is that?
You can't do it. I would almost punch her in the face.
Yeah,
like, I would never hit a girl, but that would be the only time where, on behalf of my
buddy... I'd be more disappointed with him. I could see a girl trying to get back at you doing that, and I could see a guy much easier trying to fuck his girlfriend's best friend.
Really?
That's super common.
Okay,
like, when they break up, like, immediately try to fuck her best friend to hurt her feelings. But the guy that would do that to his buddy and say, yeah... That's a weak motherfucker. You can't count on him. Why would you have that guy as a friend? That guy's not looking out for you.
Well, you didn't know, though.
Is it that hard for you to get laid, you fucking clown? You have to fuck my ex-girlfriend? That's ridiculous. Any guy that does that is a weak bitch.
Yeah, there's a thing in skateboarding
that's
like
for life.
In skateboarding, that's how... If you go out with somebody, then that chick breaks up, she's not allowed back in the loop.
Yeah.
Because then you also bring her back in the loop.
Exactly.
It's not so bad if you bone her, bringing it, like having a relationship with her makes it worse. Like just bringing her back into the whole fucking loop. You're like, wow.
Oh, man. I've been around comics where one comic was dating a girl and they break up and then she starts dating another comic and then they're all in the same circles again and she'll start arguments with this guy that used to be her fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
And now her new boyfriend has to stand up for her. It's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
You don't let it happen.
Oh, I know. No,
not with friends. That's just wrong. There's plenty of humans out there. You'll meet someone else. Just don't be so goddamn needy. Don't fuck your friends' ex-girlfriends. That's just weak. That's my advice for everybody.
I'm glad we got that sorted out.
It's important, right?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
If you think about it for a second, it's not worth it. Because dudes can do that. I mean, you say weak. I can see how you say it's weak.
That's not your friend. I mean, you obviously are looking out for your self-interest 1,000 times more than you're looking out for his.
Don't you have a fucking stand-up thing or something?
Eventually, yeah.
No, like a tonight. Fucking... It's on tonight?
Yeah.
It's on Spike tonight?
No. That's on June 20th. Tonight I'm at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Oh, how often do you do stand-up?
All the time.
Every night?
No, like at least... I like to do it 3 nights a week. I like
so you
to
got,
do it.
You how many kids you got? One?
I have a stepdaughter who's 12, and I have a baby that I made with my own genetics.
Yeah.
That's 11 months old.
11 months?
Yeah.
Mine's 8 weeks, so.
Shazam.
Yeah. We're just ripping around doing nothing. he's actually starting to be cool. But anyway,
the Spike Special is June 20th tonight and tomorrow night. I'm at the Ice House in Pasadena.
What's the Spike Special?
Just stand-up comedy.
When do they do Spike get stand-up comedy?
They just started doing it. I'm the first one.
You're the first one to do it.
I'm the premiere.
Does that have anything to do because you're in cahoots with Dana White and the UFC?
Oh, 100%.
They got you a stand-up job.
They're the big gorilla that pushed it through.
I think it's a bad tie. It's a weird way how you've got there because other people, you know, meaning you got your. I was using Tim Allen before with his fucking whatever his Home Improvement, but. I mean, you did Fear Factor and all that shit. There's a lot of people that know who you are that don't know you're a comedian.
I know. It's kind of crazy. I've done a terrible job of managing my career.
Why don't you try and be funny in the UFC? It's not the place for it, is
funny.
It's not the place.
It's not the place. It's not my job. My responsibility is to explain what's happening and to do my best at describing it.
Hey, you do
a fucking good
job, man.
Thank you, brother. I treat it with respect. I don't ever feel like I should try to make jokes and try to, you know.
No,
if something's funny, I'll say it.
The first time I realized how gnarly both you guys were, more so you, obviously, because you're the technical guy of everything, is when I watch other organizations and I'm wondering why they're not doing as well or why their actual production, like the program, isn't that entertaining. I was like, it's just because of the two fucking dudes talking.
Yeah.
Because it's the same camera, same dudes.
Yeah.
I'm like, why does it sound shitty?
Some guys are fake. They sound...
No, because you've got football
sound
players.
Like pro sports guy. He's in a good dominant position, raining down blows. It's like, what the fuck are you watching? Because I'm watching a dude get his ass kicked, and it doesn't sound like it. You're not talking like
you're
a
onto
guy.
Something, like, to the point where I feel like there's... You know, I mean, it's 50-50 to me. Like, when you watch the fights, it's like the announcers and the fucking... The dudes that are in the UFC, like the level they're at, that just makes it nobody. You know, unless
bad
you get Fedor,
can piss you off. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't. What's the Goldberg dude?
Mm-hmm.
The big football dude.
Yeah.
Seems like a cool guy, dude.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up on the fucking fighting.
Cool
I don't
guy.
Believe you.
He's
you're
a cool
massive
guy,
dude,
but you're absolutely right.
I don't believe that you're good at that job.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. First of all, I've done like 70 of them now, so I'm just. Real calm. When I get in there, I just sit down and I do it. A lot of these guys, they only do, like, Affliction's only done 2 promotions.
Right.
Elite XC, they didn't have that much of a chance either. I mean, they did a few. I mean, they should have gotten a little bit more comfortable, but I sucked in the beginning. It takes a while.
Yeah,
it
no,
while
good point. Practice makes perfect, man. And if you start, even if you give it up for a little bit, it
you gotta be able to take criticism, too. I got a lot of good criticism when I first started, you know, that I was too biased towards one fight or another. And then I'll go over and listen to the tape and I go, maybe it does sound like I wasn't commenting enough on the other guys. And sometimes it's like I'm looking at a trend in a fight, and because I'm looking at it in a certain way, like people think I'm rooting for that guy.
Yeah.
But it's not even that. I always try to stay neutral. I never try to root for anybody. But it's a tricky job, man.
Yeah. No, I've thought that. If I know fighters and they're fighting and you're not talking about that fighter, I'll think that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's not really happening that way. But people just perceive that because if you know a guy or you've got a lot of money on that guy and you're like, dude, you ain't saying shit about this motherfucker.
Well, not only that, some dudes just take it real personally when their guy loses. Like, when I was a kid, I was a big Donald Curry fan. Remember Donald Curry?
I don't know who that is.
Welterweight boxing champion. One of the greatest boxers ever. But he was only a great boxer for, like, a period of a few years.
Yeah.
And then he fell apart. He tried to lose too much weight and had... He was, like, selling coke, some crazy shit. But anyway, one time, he fought Mike McCallum. Mike McCallum, I didn't really like, and I was a big Donald Curry fan. Donald Curry's making a comeback. Mike McCallum hit him with a left hook, left to the body, and then left to the point of the chin, and just ba-blam, just separated him from his senses. And I got so depressed, I went jogging. I left the house by myself. I was, like, ready to cry.
Yeah.
Running down the street. And some people just take it way too personally when their guy loses.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Dudes get caught up in football teams and their fucking Democratic or Republican parties.
People at football, like, fucking games will stab each other.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, they get crazy.
My father-in-law told me that the Raiders came to San Diego and a Raider fan stabbed a dude in a Charger fan in the neck.
I believe it.
He came to their fucking... to their field and stabbed a fan.
They're gang members. It's like, that's a gang for them.
I'm just saying, what the fuck does that have to do with football? Jesus Christ.
Doesn't matter. People are
crazy. Trust me, the dudes in the Raiders don't even really care about being in the Raiders.
The real problem is overpopulation. That's the real problem. That's why shit like that.
Well, now that's why pig disease has come out.
That's what it is.
Pig disease is clearing it out.
From Mexico?
Yeah.
Mexico's going to get real crazy, man.
They're going to start pouring over here because pig disease is killing them all. You got to run from the pig disease.
Pig disease is its bullets.
They're going to run for... I know, yeah. Nobody wants to go there now. It's they shoot crazy. Each other all the time.
They got 10,000 Mexican troops in Juarez, Mexico, trying to control that area. How nuts that is?
No, that's I don't want nuts. To. I'm not
think
going
of,
there.
Think of 10,000 guys with trucks and jeeps and tanks and driving through the street in convoys with armed weapons, automatic weapons, like, up in the air. Like, that's nuts.
It is.
And that's just right across the border. It's an imaginary line in the sand. A stupid fucking fence that anybody can get over. And it's right there.
We're pretty lucky.
God damn.
I'm in the studio, no one's gonna shoot us.
Well, you know, this is what someone said once. So this guy, Terrence McKenna, he was talking about everyone's waiting for the apocalypse. He's like, the apocalypse is here.
Yeah.
We just don't realize it because we live in a very privileged place. And America's... But if you go to Africa, if you go to, you know, certain parts of South America, the apocalypse is already going on.
Hasn't there been wars everywhere, all over the world, constantly?
Yeah, for sure. It's never going to end, but at this point in time...
You think it's worse now than it's ever been?
No, but I think it should
be. Like, globally?
I think it's amazing that it's still going on. I mean, I think with all the information that we have...
What do you mean, why is it amazing? There's fucking... Because it's men. Nobody really evolves that well. Everyone's still sort of just as much as... Like, you know, I mean, that Neanderthal that they were years ago.
I can understand that.
There's smarter people, but there's still millions of sweet-ass...
We're in wars. We're in two wars right now. We were led into these wars. That's what's amazing, is that they can still do the same kind of shit they did in Vietnam. In Vietnam, they got us into the Vietnam War with the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Do you know about this?
No.
It never happened.
They made it up.
They made up the Gulf of Tonkin incident just so they could say, we need to go to war with Vietnam. Because they're attacking Americans. It's fake. It never happened. There's another thing called the Northwoods Report. There's a document that it's available from the Freedom of Information Act. You can get it online. Signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 1962 and vetoed by Kennedy. And what it was a plan to attack American civilians. A plan to attack American civilians and blame it on the Cubans. And this was going to get people excited about going to war with Cuba. This is signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Do you feel like later on in life you're going to move to the woods?
I was almost moving to the woods this year.
This year you were going to do it?
I almost got a place in Colorado.
UFC.
I'm going to fly in for it. I was going to get a place in the Colorado Mountains.
So you are thinking about that?
There's too many fucking humans here, man. There's too many humans.
No.
I mean, you get on the high... Like, today, I was supposed to be on your show at 2:30. I didn't get here till like, 2:49.
Yeah, LA's gnarly.
I left my house an hour and a half before that. And it's crazy. It's not even 20 miles.
I know.
An hour and a half. It's fucking crazy. There's too many humans.
Did you think that you would cash out, make enough money from UFC and comedy and all that, and then head out today?
No, what I was going to do is, and I still might. I'm still thinking about it. It's just the fucking winters, man. Freak me out. Like, the winters
Colorado?
Are long, man. They just had 2 feet of snow in April, like a couple weeks ago when it was 70.
Do you snowboard and shit?
No.
Do you go in the snow with any sort of sports or activity moves?
No.
You don't?
The only sports or activities I've ever done my whole life are martial arts.
Right.
And I play pool. That's it.
What martial arts do you do besides jiu-jitsu? I know you jiu-jitsu, but what else you got?
I started out doing taekwondo and then Muay Thai, and then once I started doing jiu-jitsu, I did a little kickboxing on the side, but mostly just concentrated on jiu-jitsu. And that's all I do now.
Why do you only do jiu-jitsu?
I don't want to get hit in the head. I'm not into sparring.
It can make you dumb.
Yeah.
You get punchy. All my boxer friends are a little punchy.
For sure. I've grown up with guys that I talk to now. Like, they're my age, and I talk to them now, and they're all fucked up. Like, really fucked up. They had a few pro fights, and...
I like getting punched in the head. It's therapeutic for me. But I think that there's something in there that I haven't beaten the shit out of yet. And once he's tapped out, then I can move on to just being a jiu-jitsu guy.
There's other ways to go about that. You don't necessarily have to do it with fist to the head.
No, this is the way I do it. I tried drugs and alcohol.
You don't have to do that either. Isolation tank?
I've heard you talk about this shit. Where do I get an isolation tank?
Well, first of all, fortunately for you, you live in California.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of places where you can rent them. And you go
How much does it cost?
Like an hour. It's like $40.
What?
Yeah. I think the place in Venice is a great place in Venice called Float Lab. And he's got a website, floatlab.com, and he's the guy who built mine. And he's got a place in Venice.
You got one in your house?
I got one in my house.
Yeah.
And you go and...
Did you get boned in that thing?
No.
Doesn't work like that?
No, it doesn't work like
that.
Just you can't see anything in there anyway. It wouldn't be fun. The water would get in your eyes. It would sting.
Right. I hear that hell is darkness, and you're in there.
Hell?
Yeah. When you die and go to hell, this dude told me, who's like, he's a Christian, Jesus talked to him, said that hell is darkness, and you're in there, but all alone. And that's what hell is.
Well, maybe.
just so you know. And did you know that Adam and Eve are real, and the snake used mental telepathy to convince a lady to bite the fucking apple and die?
Do you know the Mormon story? That's even better.
That's real.
The Mormon story is even better.
What happened there?
a 14-year-old boy in 1820, a guy named Joseph Smith, who was a known liar and a con artist, found golden tablets that contained the lost work of Jesus. And only he could read them because he had a magic rock.
Yeah, the rock helped him read it.
He gives a seer stone. He could look through this magic rock and read it. And when the people came, like he formed this religion, when the people wanted to see the golden tablets, he said the angels came and took them away. This was in 1820.
Yeah.
And this shit's still going on today. That's amazing.
That's not really even that strong of a story.
It's a terrible story.
What about the one where the aliens' ghosts are in a building or something, Scientology?
Oh, the Thetans, yeah.
Do you know that one?
I don't know that
one. Hey, fucking raw dog! Man up, motherfucker! Hey!
Somebody knows it.
Do you know it? Get your fucking ass in here, dude.
It's amazing that that one... written by a science fiction author who had openly talked about starting his own religion.
I think that one, there's things called Thetans that are like alien souls in people's bodies that create all of our negative thoughts and energy.
Yeah, that's the thought. And they came from another planet, right?
Yeah, Lord Xenu is the Lord of the Thetans.
They're making fun of the people that are involved in it. Like, you're into Xenu. Trust me.
You know what, though, man? I got to tell you, there's two dudes that I know. I know one family that's Mormon and one family that's Scientologist. They live near me. And they're both the nicest fucking people you could ever meet.
I mean, isn't that weird that a completely normal person who understands how to walk, move, talk, and order shit from a fast food restaurant, just like you do, believes that there's a fucking, a 15-year-old
I got
fucking
a good story about this.
I'm like, come on, dude, really? Like, because I asked the Christian dude that had, he's 50, and he's like, why Jesus isn't that bad? And I asked him to run that. He was telling me about two nude people that lived on a fucking island, and the snake used mental telepathy to convince the nude lady to bite a fucking apple. He's fucking 50 years old, and he's going for it.
And that's what made God so mad, that you could fuck your sister, but you can't eat the apple.
Really, there's something ingrained in people since just forever.
Raw dog's a Jew.
I am Jewish.
Oh, yeah. Do you practice?
No, he's just a Jew. You do practice?
A little bit.
Do you do it just to make your family happy?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He said that Jews killed Jesus.
Oh, well, maybe he had it coming.
I
said maybe he had it coming.
The Jews told the Romans where Jesus was.
We don't know what Jesus was.
I think Jesus was like a Chris Angel of his time, and people were like, you're fucking annoying, dude. Yeah. I'm killing you. Because back then, you could get away with what you. Like, if I had the chance, Chris Angel.
So this guy who was going to buy my house, this is when I used to live in this one neighborhood, and I was going to move out, and my next door neighbor was talking to me about buying my house. And he said, well, we have to check to see what our accounts are like because Nancy is about to go clear. And I go, what does that mean? You know, well, it's a ceremony. She's going to be relieved of all her negative thinking and negative influences.
Man, I want to do that.
It costs $50,000.
I don't want to do that.
$50,000 fucking.
That's hey, Kate, tell Will that. Tell Will I'm just going to stay on the radio. Though.
This was a man.
I'm not going anywhere.
There's a man. He was a guy with a mortgage and children. And yet he's given $50,000 to some people to make his wife clear.
It's one thing to tell crazy stories and have people believe it. It's another to suck thousands of dollars out of their family.
It's amazing.
Hey, you do Jew shit?
Yeah.
What do you do?
That was Passover 2 weeks ago. We had the whole Passover Seder.
What'd you do?
He comes over.
Yeah, the whole family gets together and you have this really in prayer-filled.
Did they give you shit?
No, it wasn't a gift.
Oh, that's not
thing.
A good one. Yeah. Hey, fucking Will! Will!
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing about you.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, I don't want to... I'm not leaving.
You're not... What do you mean?
I'm just going to stay here. Even
you mean
if
you're
leaves,
renewing
gonna...
your contract?
No, I'm
Let's
staying here on the radio.
You gotta renew your contract.
You mean today. Hang in there.
Thanks, Joe. What a hell of an agent you are.
I can tell Ellis, I think this is where he belongs.
You
don't
belong,
you
belong
agree?
On satellite radio.
Yeah,
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah, trust me.
Joe Rogan's telling you that.
Yeah, that's how I play the fucking, that's how I play the
They'll
big guns.
You turn you into some corporate cunt if you go to some regular network.
You can't do it to me.
Your show's supposed to be over at 4 Pacific.
Yeah, I'm not 7.
These motherfuckers.
Are you stopping?
No.
Well, it's your show, man.
I don't give a fuck. This is New York.
I don't care.
Let it ride.
Do what you gotta do.
All right.
Do what you gotta
do. Is satellite radio hurting?
No.
Is it?
No, but it would be growing faster if the car industry wasn't so terrible.
Oh,
right.
Because all the new cars come out with it, and that's how a lot of people get interested in.
It's
they
still
get a
growing.
Trial period. Yeah, you get hooked, man. You get that trial period, 90 days when you get a car.
That's when people say it. That's how heaps of people say that they have it because of that.
Hey, since you brought me in here, could I ask Joe a question?
Yes. Is it about jiu-jitsu?
No, it's not.
Right.
It's about genetics.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice
because I am a scientist, and that is the person you should be asking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are a fuck. I've heard you on other radio shows, dude. You are a fuck. You're like a fucking jiu-jitsu scientist. Like, you're gone. You're not insane, but you're fucking, you thought about it way too much for people who don't think about it to the point where they could think you're insane.
Oh, I could see the people thinking I was insane.
Yeah.
When I start talking about drugs, when I start talking about, like, psychedelic experiences.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy.
They're good
but
times.
You know what? I think, honestly, that if you've had those experiences, you're a pussy, and you're not doing anybody a service by not telling those stories.
Yeah.
If something actually happened to you, you know, you should, and then especially if it was a positive experience, if you actually got something out of it, you should be telling people, regardless of whether or not they think you're crazy. You know, I think that's how all religious experiences came from. I think that these old stories that people have, and this is not my own idea, this is a very common idea, that a lot of these religious experiences, whether it's fucking Adam and Eve, or all these experiences are based on psychedelic trips.
Yeah.
And that these people that lived thousands of years ago were eating mushrooms, and they were having these crazy, crazy experiences.
I think if you don't know anything about TV, cars, and the world is round and shit like that, and you take some fucking mushrooms and some crazy fucking sunrise thing through some clouds, hit a fucking rock, you're like, fuck me,
fuck yeah,
there's a fucking God.
Fuck yeah. You can see the hill breathing.
Yeah.
The plants caressing you. You're lying in a meadow. You ever lie in a meadow on mushrooms? You feel the fucking grass hugging you.
You call me gay, motherfucker?
I lie in a meadow, bro. I don't give a fuck. Naked.
Well, it's like that revelation
with my socks
stuff.
On.
Yeah.
There's that revelation stuff. Yeah, it's like there's an eagle with the head of a lion, and it's chanting.
Well, there's even scholars that make this connection. There's a guy named John Marco Allegro, and he was a biblical scholar. He was the head of the Dead Sea Scrolls translation team, and he, after 14 years of studying the Dead Sea Scrolls, this was his primary job, all right? He was the only agnostic on the board, the only one who didn't have a religion. He started off, he was an ordained minister, but in studying theology, he decided that it was all bullshit. When he saw the connections and the roots of all religion, he's like, well, this is all made up nonsense. So he became an agnostic, but he was still an ordained minister. So he was allowed to go through all these Dead Sea Scrolls, and he was a linguist. So this guy, after studying it for 14 years, concludes that the entire Christian religion is a gigantic misunderstanding, and what it was really about was a mushroom. And it was a mushroom called the Amanita muscaria mushroom, a mushroom that looks like fucking Santa Claus. It's red and white mushroom. And he traces all these different, the roots of these words, like he traces the word Christ or Jesus Christ back to an ancient Sumerian word that means a mushroom covered in God's semen. Because that's what they thought. When the rain came down and these mushrooms came out of nowhere, they thought it was God coming on the earth and creating these things that when you eat, you have these incredible psychedelic experiences. Then they wanted to protect these experiences from all this, the Romans and all these other people that were trying to conquer them. They didn't want them to know about it, so they hid them in stories.
That's a way more believable story than the fucking flying aliens.
We know mushrooms are real. We don't know whether or not Jesus is real. It might be all real. I mean, I'm not saying I know, but we know mushrooms are real. We know it. We know they existed. They exist in all sorts of religious art. There's like a whole bunch of people that have made these connections with ancient religious shapes and artwork that it's really, these are mushroom caps over and over and over again. And that's what it's all about. These fucking people, they were protecting this information.
You still take mushrooms?
Fuck yeah!
Really?
Every now and then,
I'm too scared to do it now.
To blow it out. Every now and then. Most of the time, though, I just do the tank. The isolation tank, you don't really need anything else. You know?
What did you say it was?
Float Lab. The Float Lab.
Floatlab.com. Floatlab.com, raw dog.
If you've never experienced it, if you're listening right now, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Would you go high?
All the time.
You would go high?
I go high.
What about the first time you ever go?
No, the first time I'll go sober.
Right.
Yeah, you get comfortable with it.
Because I was going to go now.
Well, if you go now, you're okay. You're not that high. I think you should just go if you want to go. I mean, it's not going to kill you if you go high. But the idea is that it takes away all of your senses. You lie in this water. The water's heated to the same temperature as the surface of your skin, so you don't feel the water.
Yeah.
There's 800 pounds of salt in it, so you're totally floating. You're buoyant.
Yeah.
And you don't hear anything. Your ears are underwater. You close the lid. You're in total silence, total darkness. You don't see nothing, touch nothing, feel nothing. You don't become your body anymore. Your brain, your thoughts are untethered from any sensory
input. Meditation, kind of.
But way more extreme. Way more extreme because there's no other environment like that on the earth. There's no other environment where you're totally weightless on the entire earth. Not just weightless. No input.
How long are you in there?
Couple hours.
Couple hours?
Couple hours.
Like two?
I like to do two.
When you first start, how long are you going?
I did. First started, I did an hour the first time I did it.
Right.
And then the more I did it at a place called Soothing Solutions in Burbank. That was the first place I ever did. They're still open, and they still rent them out. It's like $50, I think. I think it's like $50 for like an hour. And she recommends you go for an hour the first time, so I went for an hour. And he's right. You know, you get it takes a while. It's something you have to build up to, because you got to get comfortable with the fact you're lying in this fucking coffin-like thing in total darkness and in water. You feel like a freak. You feel like a fucking weirdo. And then lying there, just not moving at all, your body starts creating all this busy work. You got to, like, nose itches. Your nose doesn't really itch.
Yeah.
It's your brain can't believe nothing's coming in. So it starts looking for shit that bugs it.
Yeah.
You know? And you got to get past that. And it takes a while to get past that. It takes a while to be real comfortable and just collapse into it. But the beautiful thing is, unlike mushrooms, you get ended at any time. You know, if you don't like it,
oh, yeah, you can just get
freaking out.
Yeah, because that's the only thing I don't want. That's why I don't want to do mushrooms again. I'm too old.
Ellis, you might get cut off. I'm just telling you.
Why?
Because Tully's working on keeping you on the air, but it's an automatic takeover that might screw you up. These
motherfuckers.
Yeah, nobody fucking cares, Joe. Hello, you're on the Jason Ellis Show with Joe Rogan. And we're going to take it off and be replaced with, I'm not going to say it, but fucking fuck.
Fucking
hello.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I got another theory too. I actually saw this on Discovery Channel. The bread that they used to store, like in the Moses time and in Jesus time, it created like a hallucinogen.
It's called ergot, and what it happens was when wheat freezes. They think that's also responsible for the Salem witch trials and all that shit. When people thought that,
professional jackass. I'm Bam Margera. Is on faction.
Like look at this form of LSD.